I'm Taylor Gant with GPB News. The City of Atlanta has announced a new website that will make city spending data more accessible. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports on the tool known as Atlanta's Open Checkbook.
Just like my checkbook tells me how much I've spent on things like Chick-fil-A, the city's Open Checkbook aims to share how much money is spent, when it's spent, and who it's going to. It comes as a third person has been sentenced to prison as a federal probe looks at corruption and bribery with city purchasing. At a press conference yesterday, Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms said this was just one of many steps to regain trust in government.
I think anytime you have an FBI investigation going on inside of City Hall, it goes without saying that there's a lack of confidence. It's very clear that people are concerned about where we are with ethics and transparency in the city of Atlanta.
The mayor expects Atlanta's Open Checkbook to launch this summer. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
Georgia Congressman Buddy Carter says he wants to know how Facebook plans to protect users' private information. He sits on the House Energy and Commerce Committee, where Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg will testify today. Carter says Zuckerberg needs to answer a lot of questions following the revelation that political data firm Cambridge Analytica accessed data on millions of users.
It's important for us to understand whether or not he is confident that the platform in which he's operating is capable of controlling this kind of thing and preventing it from happening again.
Carter says he's against regulating Facebook and that the company needs to make a clear commitment to protecting user privacy. In sports, the Atlanta Hawks season ended with a loss last night, 121-113 against the Philadelphia 76ers. Atlanta finishes the season with 24 wins and 58 losses, which is the worst record in the Eastern Conference. Torian Prince tells 11 Alive that the young team is already looking forward to next season.
I do know for a fact that next year's team will compete. We're going to come out to win every single game, no matter who's on the floor or what situation we may be in.
The Hawks will learn what pick they have in the upcoming NBA draft after a lottery takes place next month. A new study says the homegrown talent in the South will not share in the region's economic growth unless state leaders commit to spending more on public schools and higher education. The State of the South report found that Georgia and 12 other states across the region are relying heavily on an influx of newcomers from other parts of the country with college degrees to fill higher-paying jobs. At the same time, the report finds that state leaders have failed to adequately invest in public schools, higher education, and other resources to prepare the next generation of workers. David Dodson is president of the Nonprofit Education and Job Development Group, MDC, which published the report. He says if states import skilled workers without nurturing their own, the next generation of homegrown talent won't get the benefits of the best jobs. For 88.5 GPB Atlanta News, I'm Taylor Gant.